Chapter 1. The one thing our Führer is afraid of is peace, but he needn't worry his head about that. Our enemies wouldn't dream of making peace with him. Porter in conversation with Tiny at a crossing of the Dnieper in July 1942. Happy was our laughter, there where death became absurd, and life still more so. Wilfred Owen. Après moi le déluge, the staff padre explains, goggling up at the Oberst who is gazing stormily down at him from the saddle of his horse.
Me mum left me when I was just a little lad, he sobs, self-pityingly.
You're drunk, says the Oberst, and taps his riding boots with his whip.
Wrong, quite wrong, Oberst, old pal,
hiccups the padre, emitting a long cackle of laughter which echoes in the morning quiet of the streets.
Take a closer look, old Oberst pal, and you will observe I am quite sober. Even your horse don't notice it when I breathe straight in his face.
With the aid of a lamppost, he achieves the difficult task of getting to his feet and saluting.
Oberst, old sir, I will not attempt to deceive you, he says with solemn honesty. I am drunk, terribly drunk.
He gives himself a penance of 10 Our Fathers and 15 Hail Marys, but then loses the thread and says,
God, sir, permission to speak, sir. I am Staff Padre of the 3rd Army Corps, sir.
He embraces the neck of the horse and begs to be arrested, put in irons and carried off to jail.
But please, he begs with a sly cackle, please put me in Altmobit jail. They're having beans for dinner today. Come with me, Oberst, old sir, and you'll see they're the best beans you ever tasted in all your life.
Obstacle race to the glass house. Gregor Martin swears for a long time without repeating himself.
Escort duty, he snorts. Why in the name of the half a hundred heathen hells does it always have to be us? Why can't they just put 'em on a tram or something? All that shit with leg irons and handcuffs and loading with live...